Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The following contest is scheduled for 60 minutes.
Give me a hell yeah!
Oh my God! The ring just exploded!
I apologize, you son of a bubbly!
Excuse me!
I'm better than you, and you know it!
Hello and welcome to Monday Night Gore. It is me on my own today. It's Connor Fogarty flying the plane solo, but I had to do a podcast today. I just had to do a very quick podcast because AEW Full Gear is tonight. Tonight, I say, at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. And what a special card we have for you today. Unfortunately, Andy and Rob could not be here, but I thought, why not jump on and give you a quick predictions for AEW Full Gear tonight. AEW has been in a bit of a mix at the moment since the return of Triple H to WWE, or sorry, not the return, Triple H taking over at WWE and return of a lot of athletes that I know people were disappointed of leaving. A few have gone from AEW back to WWE, and some have asked as well. So AEW has kind of been in a little bit of a balance, but they're hoping that they can bring it back today with another great card. And I think sometimes this is what AEW has over WWE. I think sometimes WWE can have too many pay-per-views, but this time, whereas AEW have less pay-per-views, more time to build it up, and I think it makes it a lot more special. So I'm very quickly going to run through the card. I know it's Saturday and I know you guys are very busy, so I'll be very, very quick as I can be with my predictions. So let's get underway. We'll start with the pre-show. The Best Friends taking on The Factory. I think there's only really one winner here. It's the Best Friends. You know, The Factory, I love The Factory. You've only got to ask Rob and Andy whenever they decide that they're going to come back and join me on this podcast. I love QT Marshall. I love The Factory. However, The Best Friends are rocking it at the moment. I see it as a fairly straightforward win. The Factory have kind of been people that you kind of squash. And I think that is exactly what's going to happen with this match against the Best Friends. So for me, the Best Friends win it. Then we move on to Ricky Starks versus Brian Cage in the World Title Eliminator Tournament. Again, this will be on the pre-show. Obviously, the match didn't happen last time because of an attack by Lance Archer on Ricky Starks. And I think that's going to happen again. Why would they sow the seed like that if they weren't going to do it again? So I think that it's going to be a win for Brian Cage with an interference from Lance Archer. I think Lance Archer and Ricky Starks will then go off to have their own feud on Dynamite, maybe on Rampage, whoever knows, maybe one of the two. But for me, I think it's going to be Brian Cage who wins this. Then we go on to the main card, and we have a very interesting tag match here. It's Sting and Darby Allin versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. Now, Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett have decided to attack Darby Allin, and we've not seen Sting for a while. We've seen they've been playing up to being Sting, but he hasn't appeared. I'm very excited to see Sting and Jeff Jarrett in the same ring. As many of you know, Andy is a massive fan of Jeff Jarrett, so maybe he will have a different view on this. But I think that Sting and Darby Allin are going to pick up the victory here. I think with the return of Sting, haven't seen him for a while. I love Darby Allin, the high-flying moves, the maneuvers that he can do. The guy is great. He's different levels. So for me, I think Sting and Darby Allin pick up the win. The next match that I want to talk about now is one that I am hugely, hugely excited about. And they've decided to even put it in a steel cage to make it even better. It is Jungle Boy versus Luchasaurus. We know that Christian Cage will probably be hanging around somewhere, but for me, Jungle Boy wins this. It's time that he gets the dinosaur off his back, so to speak, buries Luchasaurus, and he can move forward. But wow, this is going to be hard-hitting. There's going to be blood. There's going to be some serious violence in this. But for me, Jungle Boy picks up the win, and I cannot wait to see the pop that the crowd are going to give him. And I really hope that the crowd is better than the crowd was on Wednesday, because that was shocking. But we will gloss over that because there might be some people listening from that area, so my apologies, but you really need to liven up. The next match, I have conflicted
viewed on. This is Saraya versus Dr. Britt Baker. It doesn't sit well with me. And the reason that this doesn't sit well with me is that Saraya is back in the ring. Now, I do trust the medical professionals, so I'm going to say this is on you guys. But Saraya's had a serious, serious injury. She was turned away in WWE by doctors as well, but now it seems that AEW have allowed this to happen. I mean, we can look at people like Edge and see how strong Edge comes back. I just hope that she gets through this match okay. I hope that Britt Baker knows exactly what she did. Well, I don't even need to hope that. I know Britt Baker knows exactly what she is doing and will help her through this match. And if all goes to plan, I can only again see one winner. I think Saraya wins this. I think it's her first match back for a number of years. She's been great on the mic. They've built this feud perfectly. And I think Saraya will take home the win. And I'm very excited to see it. However, I am very anxious and quite nervous. And I think it will be one of them when the match is over and Saraya comes through it, I can breathe a big sigh of relief. On to another women's match, the TBS Championship. I hate to say it. I've got no interest in this match. I don't buy into Nyla Rose. I don't buy into the character. I like Vicky Guerrero, but again, doesn't really work for me. Jade Cargill's an absolute beast. She retains. She takes it home. She moves on. Her streak continues. I'd rather this match be quite quick. I think it could be in the middle of the card where the crowd might be a bit tired from having a match that really brought the house down before. I think that's the perfect timing for it. Let's the crowd settle down and then we move on to something bigger. Jade Cargill takes it for me. Wardlow, Samoa Joe, Powerhouse Hobbs for the TNT title. I am so, so, so excited about this. Wardlow wins it for me. I mean, the guy is just an absolute machine. He's got the crowd backing behind him. He carries the title amazing. It can make Samoa Joe even a worse heel, which would be fantastic. I mean, I just love that Samoa Joe. I just love Samoa Joe. I think he's amazing. And Powerhouse Hobbs is great as well. But for me, you give it to Wardlow. He carries on. You get some big, more badass heel out of Samoa Joe. Powerhouse Hobbs just goes beating people up in anger on Dynamite and Rampage. But Wardlow takes it home for me. Absolutely thrilled for this match. What a match to put together. Hats off Tony Khan. Death Triangle versus the returning Elite for the Trios Championship. Now, we all know the issues that happened with CM Punk and the Elite. They've not been on TV, but Pac did an announcement after his match saying that they will be returning and that they will be taking on the Elite. And for me, the Elite wins it. If TK, Tony Khan, is allowing them back in, and obviously they've resolved their issues, put the Trios Championships on those three. It would be amazing. Maybe the crowd might react slightly differently to it, but I think that once they get over that, the buzz of it will be insane, and I think the Elite will be perfect to take the Trios Championship forward. 100% put it on their waists, buzzing for that. Toni Storm versus Jamie Hayter for the AEW Interim Women's World Championship. I think the women's division is struggling in AEW. However, I'm a huge, huge fan of Jamie Hayter. Maybe because she's British and she's from Southampton, but I think she is excellent. I think Toni Storm is running out of steam. So for me, Jamie Hayter wins this. You put the belt on Jamie Hayter, and then you tease this. Oh, is Britt Baker going to turn on Jamie Hayter? Is Jamie Hayter going to turn on Britt Baker? And then you go from there, then them two have a massive, massive match and you decide who puts the title. But I'm thinking too far ahead here. For me, it's Jamie Hayter's time. She's been so impressive in that trios with her, Rebel, and obviously Britt Baker. They've been brilliant. So I think put the belt on Jamie Hayter. It is time. Chris Jericho, Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, Sammy Guevara for the Ring of Honor World title. This match will bring the house down. If you don't think Jungle Boy versus Luchasaurus did it, if you don't think Wardlow, Samoa Joe, and Powerhouse Hobbs does it, this match will do it. It will bring the house down. And you keep the Ring of Honor title on Chris Jericho. You need to do that because this man is making that title relevant on AEW programming. When they did this whole Ring of Honor thing, I thought it was a bit too much. I thought they'd take biting off more than they can chew. But when they've put it on Chris Jericho, I want to watch it. I want it on AEW Dynamite every single week. And you need to have the turn with Guevara in there. You need Guevara to potentially want to step aside for Jericho. Jericho hits him, bang. 1, 2, 3. Jericho wins, retains the title, should I say. This match will bring the house down. I've also just realized that I've missed a match. Tag team titles, Acclaim versus Swerve and Our Glory. I like the Acclaims, but I feel like this feud just isn't really doing it for me. So I'm going to be quick with this. The Acclaimed, I think, will win and they will carry on because I'm loving what they're doing. Why would you stop it? The main event, John Moxley versus MJF for the AEW World Championship. MJF, it is your time. The belt goes on your waist and we finish full gear with that sight. This man has been absolutely phenomenal since he returned. Since he returned, won the chip and said he was going to cash it in at full gear. He has been absolutely phenomenal. What he did in the ring in the week was amazing. The way that they tried to turn on him and he's just stood up on his own now. Amazing. The way he defended Moxley. Amazing. I'm all over it. I want to see at the end of full gear, MJF with that belt. Moxley, I love you. You know I love you. You're amazing. You're brilliant. But it is MJF's time and he will carry this brand forward. So for me, MJF leaves Newark, New Jersey with that title belt. And that there, guys, that is the full card for AEW Full Gear, which is airs tonight, as I mentioned. I will probably be watching it tomorrow. We will not be doing a review episode until I've watched it. And hopefully we'll be able to get Andy and Rob to join me as well, but I'm not too sure what they are up to. Have a listen, see what you think about my predictions. If you disagree, talk to us on Twitter at Monday Night Gore or on Instagram at Monday Night Gore. You can also email us mondaynightgore@gmail.com. I do keep a look at the email account. So if you want to get in touch with us there, please do. We also want to hear your predictions for tonight. I'll be putting this on Twitter. I'll be putting my predictions on Twitter as well. Please reply, get in touch and let us know what you think. But for now, thank you very much, guys. Look after yourself and we will see you next time.